This is State of the News on WFPL. Well, we now turn our attention to the theater as the Humana Festival of New American Plays continues here in Louisville. And here to talk about that is Aaron Keene, who covers the arts and humanities for WFPL. Aaron, welcome back.
Thanks, Rick.
Well, just over a week now left in the festival. What's new this week?
Last night, Lucas Naith's play Death Tax opened. It opened in the Victor Jory Theater, which is the intimate black box space at Actors Theater. It's a dense psychological thriller about end-of-life issues and, more importantly, about money and power. The premise of the play is that this wealthy nursing home patient, Maxine, gets this idea in her head that her estranged daughter is trying to have her killed before the end of the year, when some estate tax laws are going to change so that she can inherit a whole lot of money instead of just a little bit. So, and she thinks that her daughter has enlisted her nurse's help in this. So Maxine decides to make the nurse a counteroffer. And from there, plots and planning kind of spin out of control. So Nate's writing style is pretty interesting, I think. It's he relies really heavily on the extended monologue in a scene. So instead of hearing two or more actors exchanging dialogue, often what he does is employs these very long sort of single speaker monologues. And the characters tend to repeat themselves often throughout the monologue. So it creates a sort of layered, textured effect, but it also gives the actors really a chance to shine because they have these extended periods of time in which they get to speak. So it's a great cast, very well acted. Although I would have to say that I think that the extended monologues do kind of drag the pace of the show down a bit, but that's something that can be tightened over time.
All right, and on another production, you spoke to Greg Kotis, I'm saying that correctly,
yes,
right?
Yes.
About his new play, which is about a 500-year-old vampire.
Yes. Michael von Siebenberg Melts Through the Floorboards opens on Saturday, and that's the final full-length play to open in the festival, and it is about a vampire. Greg Kotis won 2 Tony Awards for writing the hit musical Urinetown, which ended up really redefining the Broadway musical genre in the early, about around the turn of the century, around 2002. So his entry in the festival is kind of highly anticipated, I think. He tends to write really high concept plays. And this one is about a 500-year-old vampire who goes on a series of, bloody first dates, basically, in order to live.
And you spoke with him this week. Do we have the, going to play that, or we don't have that? Okay, we'll talk about Greg a little bit. Now, how does this play fit into his work overall?
Well, Kotis admits that he's kind of preoccupied with a few running themes. His Tony Award winning musical Urinetown, the concept is in the future there's a water shortage, and so private toilets have been outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
So high concept. A follow up musical Yeast Nation is all about the sort of primordial soup, the origins of life, and those plays are really about the consequences of consumption and of growth. And so he spends a lot of time thinking about these things and what he calls the improbability of sustainability, basically how nations rise and fall also. And so he's also looking at that, at the state of, what it means to be a culture that's butting up against the edges of its own potential, as he feels the United States is now. Mm-hmm. And how does a man who's 500 years old, who's gone through so many different eras and epochs of transformation of culture and of country, how does he deal with his own crumbling transformation? How does he deal with immortality, or maybe facing, perhaps the possibility of the end of that?
So what other events are happening at the theater this weekend?
Well, it's the first of 2 industry weekends that Actors Theater puts on. And so this weekend is industry weekend 1. I don't think they're numbered for any specific reason, just gives folks some options. And so theater professionals from all over the place come into town this weekend to see the plays and to attend some other events. So we have 2 events that are open to the public that will also be populated with folks like directors, playwrights, agents, artistic directors, producers. So if you like to rub elbows with interesting theater folk, you have a soiree at the BBC at 3rd and Main on Saturday night at 10:30 p.m. It's free. It's open to the public. And it's pretty kind of casual, as they say, let your hair down kind of event. Come have a drink with and rub elbows with the theater folks. Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. at the theater, there's a playwright forum. And so Actors has invited back several of their Humana Festival alumni, including Molly Smith Metzler, who wrote LMNOP last year, Adam Rapp, who's had several plays here as well, and Anne Washburn from last year also. So a slate of playwrights to talk about the direction of American theater and writers' concerns, things like that. It's free, but you need tickets, so contact the theater for that.
All right, and speaking of Actors Theater, the new season has been announced.
It's true. So the new season will begin September 4th, so what we have to look forward to are the every other year Shakespeare outing that that Actors Theater puts on. This year it's Romeo and Juliet. So no word yet on what sort of treatment the play is going to get, if it's going to, you know, what era it's going to be set in. People like to update Shakespeare, or at least, or sometimes retrofit it. But it will be directed by a Louisville native, YPASS grad, and former Actors Theater apprentice, Tony Especiale. So that's kind of exciting, a bit of a homecoming for him. Les Waters, the new artistic director, is going to direct two main stage plays in the upcoming season as well. He's going to do Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey Into Night, and then he's going to switch gears completely for Girlfriend, a new musical that's based on the power pop songs of Matthew Sweet. So,
wow.
Yeah, he directed the world premiere at Berklee Repertory, where he worked for 8 years before this. So it's a fairly new musical. He's directed it before. He's well acquainted with the development of the show. Says he's a huge Matthew Sweet fan. So I think Gen Xers are going to really love this one. They're going to think about it's really going to be nostalgic for them, since Matthew Sweet was such a soundtrack for a lot of people's high school and college romances.
I haven't heard that name for a while. And I missed him, too, because everybody seems
right.
to like him.
Right, yeah. So Matthew Sweet's making a comeback. There's going to be a Sam Shepard play, True West. And Sam Shepard lives these days on a farm outside of Midway, so he's kind of an adopted Kentuckian in that regard.
All right. Well, I want to ask you a logistical question before I let you go. When you go to a play, where do you like to sit?
Where do I like to sit?
Yeah, I mean, do you like to be close to the stage or back a little bit? I mean, what's preferable?
It depends on the theater space. Mm-hmm. So I guess if we're talking about the Humana Festival, and I'll talk about Actors Theater, if I'm in the Pamela Brown Auditorium, which is the Proscenium Theater, the big one, I like to be up front and center, maybe about third row. So you're not staring right up somebody's nostrils, but you have a nice sort of center view of the whole stage. In the Bingham Theater, there are certain seats that are sort of two seats kind of set apart, almost in tiny little balcony areas. And I like those. It makes me feel like I'm in a box, sort of, my own little box in the theater.
I'm just curious. You don't have to, but you like to go and watch a lot of productions, and just wonder where you like to sit.
That's a good question. That is a good question. Yeah, I don't like to hide in the back row. I rarely need to, although I would say that it would be convenient to beat a hasty exit when I have to write a review quickly after a show and people are kind of milling around.
All right, Aaron, thanks for joining us. Aaron Keene covers the arts and humanities for WFPL. He's got some busy weeks ahead.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for joining us.